Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on September 24 regarding Daniel Jeffcoat, J-E-F-F-C-O-A-T. Daniel Jeffcoat is a 52-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 8/25/19. Brad, on that occasion, he was reaching for a box and hurt his shoulder and neck. Brady went to the Veterans Administration emergency room the same day, believing he injured his left shoulder and neck. Brady had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of slap tears in his shoulder. Brady underwent surgery on the shoulder in June 2021. Brady also had three neck injections running into 2022. Brady is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period, new paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Jeffcoat alleged he was lifting a box on 8/25/19 and injured his neck and left shoulder. Period. Treatment records show he evidently was seen at the Veterans Administration Hospital. Period, on 8/25/19, he was issued discharge instructions after being seen on an emergency basis. Period. Instructions also explained about his diagnosis of shoulder pain and shoulder pain, tendonitis, and osteoarthritis. Period, new paragraph. He was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Austin on 9/16/19. Period. He went to the arm clinic, who sent him to his PCP, who ordered him a sling and asked him to follow up with Dr. Austin today. Brady was presently complaining of pain and inability to return to work. Period, x-rays of the shoulder showed no fracture, dislocation, or arthritis, or calcifications. Period, Dr. Austin diagnosed left rotator cuff sprain and left shoulder pain. Period. He ordered an MRI study. Period. On 9/19/19, left shoulder MRI was done to be inserted here. Period. He was then seen by Dr. Austin's associate named Dr. Multer, M-O-L-T-E-R, 9/20/19, for his neck pain. Period, cervical spine x-rays demonstrated straightening of the lordosis with degenerative changes, SC5-6 and SC6-7, without instability on flexion and extension views. Period. Dr. Multer diagnosed cervicalgia, cervical radiculitis, and cervical disc degeneration at C5-6. Brady prescribed Etodolac. Period. He left messages, several phone messages with Worthman Orthopedics, including requests to complete his FMLA paperwork and his New Jersey State Disability paperwork. Period. On 10/11/19, he saw Dr. Austin again to review the shoulder MRI. Period. He wrote the findings on MRI did not correlate with his severe symptomatology. Period. He felt the pain was more likely coming from neuropathic type pain from his neck, as it is more consistent with the findings. Period. The MRI, for the most part, can be very consistent with just his age and activity level. Period. He was going to try an injection both diagnostically and therapeutically, after which he would participate in therapy. Period. A corticosteroid injection was then given to the left shoulder. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner was seen by spine surgeon Dr. Shah on 1/16/20. period. He noted the course of treatment to date, and that although physical therapy was ordered by Dr. Austin, it was not done due to his losing his insurance. Period. He had also seen Dr. Mulder. Period. Dr. Shaw wrote, after reviewing the mechanism of injury which the patient provides, and after reviewing the tapes of the mechanism of injury, there is no clear evidence of torquing of the cervical spine or flexion and extension of the cervical spine noted on the one view that is seen with this surveillance tapes. Heard as such, this caused him to question the mechanism of injury and therefore calls into question the remainder of his treatment recommendations. Period, while he does have findings of weakness in the left finger flexors and interossei, and a decreased light touch and temperature sensation on the left and a C6 distribution and a positive Sperling sign, comma, it is unclear that his symptoms are in fact related to the work-related injury in question which is described. Period. He then was seen in the same practice by Dr. Dwyer on 1/30/20 to determine need for treatment relative to both shoulders. Period. He ascertained the petitioner presented to Rothman Institute and saw Dr. Austin under his private insurance. Period. Dr. Dwyer recommended referral to a pain management specialist and non-operative management. Period. Most of his issues are soft tissue, posterior cervical in nature. Period. He started him on a Medrol dose pack and placed him on activity modifications. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Jeffco participated in a functional capacity assessment on 6/25/20, period. It deemed he did not perform the FCE with maximum effort. Period. He was deemed capable at a minimum to be able to work in the light physical demand category. Period. Insert the usual comments from such FCEs. Period. He returned to Dr. Dwyer on 7/23/20 and reviewed those results. Period. He told Dr. Dwyer he had seen pain management and that nothing was done. Period. Over the last month or 6 weeks, he has had increasing pain over the anterior aspect of his shoulder, which he did not have previously. Period. Clinical assessment demonstrated global discomfort with pain basically everywhere, including his trapezius, sternoclavicular, acromioclavicular clavicular region, as well as his bicep and greater tuberosity. Period. Pain responses were disproportionate. Period. Active flexion remained restricted despite the fact that he has full passive flexion. Period. Strength was equivocal. Period. Dr. Dwyer had a very candid discussion with the patient, explaining he had multiple pain generators, only some of which appear to be shoulder in origin. The nature of his complaints and the objective findings today were clearly different when compared to his last evaluation. Mr. Jeffco requested surgery to provide some relief of his symptoms. Period. Dr. Dwyer's impression was the patient would not do well with or without surgical intervention, even though he was fairly adamant that he requested surgical intervention. Period. Accordingly, they agreed to pursue the same. Period. On 2/19/21, surgery was done to be inserted here. Period. He followed up with Dr. Dwyer post-operatively. Period. Was cleared to return to work unrestricted effective 5/10/21. period. He also prescribed tramadol as an initial pain management prescription period. He saw Dr. Dwyer 3/4/27/21. Pit exam showed left shoulder excellent strength. Scratch said excellent range of motion. In all planes, period slop tests were negative. Period rotator cuff strength testing demonstrated cogwheeling and magnification. Period, this was anticipated. Period, irrespective, he was going to finish therapy this week and all of next week, and then be released to unrestricted duty effective 5/10/21. Period. The paragraph on 6/8/20, Dr. Kwan performed a pain management evaluation. Period. His assessments for left shoulder pain and neck pain. Period, he opined the patient's subjective compliance appeared to be much greater than his objective findings. Period, the latter were obstructed by the patient's guarding of his cervical spine and left shoulder. Period, however, there were several unusual clinical findings that may suggest symptom magnification or exaggeration. Period, this included the response to reflex testing of the brachioradialis of pain radiating up and down the arm and the patient coming nearly to tears during the maneuver. Period. He explained not striking the patient's arm with the hammer directly, but rather striking his own finger, so the brunt of the forces was against his hand. Period. He was going to return to the office after undergoing imaging studies. Scratch that, with the imaging studies of the cervical spine. Period, he did not believe a cervical MRI was necessary for the incident in question. Period. He did see Dr. Kwan again on 6/11/20 when he had the opportunity to review the cervical spine and shoulder x-rays. Period. He opined there may be a degree of cervical disc arthritis, but aggravation of the underlying disease would not have been produced by the injury as described by the patient. Therefore, it was his opinion that no significant injury occurred to the cervical spine, and treatment for it was not medically necessary at that time. Period. New paragraph, he saw Dr. Shah again on 5/13/21, period. He recommended electrodiagnostic testing be performed, period. The patient had significant evidence of facet arthropathy at C5-6 and C6-7 on radiographs. Period. Therefore, causality would need to be established utilizing the EMG, period. A cervical spine MRI was done on 9/29/21 to be inserted here. Period, he continued to be seen by Dr. Shah and his physician assistant afterwards, period. New paragraph, he was also seen by Dr. Cooper on 12/29/21. Period. He diagnosed cervical radiculopathy and cervical disc herniation. Period. He reviewed the MRI and referenced an EMG that showed C6 radiculopathy. Period. He recommended epidural steroid injection, period, on 3/17/22. Dr. Shah wrote a report to the petitioner's attorney. Period. He offered opinions rather relative to causation. Period. On 5/9/22, Dr. Cooper saw him again and was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement. Period. He referenced the cervical spine MRI as well. Period. The left C6 radiculopathy had improved with 3 epidural steroid injections. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed healed portal scarring about the left shoulder with some keloid formation. Paired motion of the left shoulder was limited and associated with facial grimacing and grunting. Paired, he complained of tenderness in all planes. Paired passive abduction was 120 degrees, comma, flexion 100 degrees, comma, internal rotation 60 degrees, and external rotation to 45 degrees, period. Adduction and extension were full to 50 degrees. Paired motion of the right shoulder was full in all independent spheres. Paired combined active extension with internal rotation on the right was to T12 and then left to the buttocks level. Paired motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus tenderness, triggering, or locking. Paired manumuscle testing was 4+ for resisted left elbow flexion and extension that was volitionally limited. Paired left shoulder resisted internal rotation was 5/-5. Paired strength was otherwise 5/5 bilaterally. Paired had soft touch sensation on the radial aspect of the left forearm, but this was otherwise intact. Spine cervical inspection revealed a decreased lordotic curve. Period. Active flexion was to 25 degrees, comma, extension 5 degrees, comma, rotation right 60 degrees and left 30 degrees with side bending right 30 degrees and left of 15 degrees. Brady complained of tenderness in all planes and moaned while doing so. This is typical of symptom magnification. Brady was tender at the left trapezius in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right or in the midline. The rest of that is normal. Thoracic, he was tender in the midline at T2 and lumbosacral. We will use the SLR deferred macro impressions. On 8/25/19, Daniel Jeffcoat reportedly was injured when reaching for a box at work. Per your cover letter, he initially sought treatment that same day at the VA Medical Center in Philadelphia. Per Dr. Stella, STELLA-Banner, BAHNER, diagnosed left shoulder pain, strain, and tendinitis. Brady was advised to perform gentle range of motion exercises, comma, take acetaminophen and Flexeril. Brady was discharged and advised to follow up with his primary care physician. Brady evidently did so, and then was seen orthopedically by Dr. Austin beginning 9/16/19. Period. Left shoulder MRI was done on 9/19/19 to be inserted here. Period. Corticosteroid injection was administered to the shoulder. Period. In paragraphs, the petitioner saw various specialists, some of whom identified signs of symptom magnification. Brady also questioned the causation of his symptoms, particularly in light of surveillance of the mechanism of injury. Period. He participated in an FCE on 6/25/20, during which he demonstrated significant submaximal effort and signs of symptom magnification. Period. He later underwent a cervical spine MRI to be inserted here. Period. This was followed by 3 epidural steroid injections with significant improvement. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found the signs of functional overlay and symptom activation, where these included his complaints of tenderness and grunting with range of motion of the left shoulder and cervical spine. Period. He would not cooperate with attempts at provocative maneuvers at the shoulders. Period. Sperling's maneuver was negative for radiculopathy. Period. He had decreased soft touch sensation on the radial aspect of the left forearm. Period. In the paragraph, there is 7.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the left shoulder. Period. There's 0 to 2.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the cervical spine. Period. This is for the orthopedic residuals of extensive pre-existing degenerative abnormalities and C6 radiculopathy. Period. Mr. Jeffcoat has been able to return to his former full-duty capacity with the insured, demonstrating a highly functional level. Period. And that is the end.